sin? How do we wash it away?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Bible conference speakers in North America. Ken, I think the answer to your question of washing away sin is found in the words of that old hymn, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus," right?
Well, that's true, Mark. And how I was reminded of this when I read an article about millions of Hindus who gathered in India to plunge into the Ganges River. They believed this would wash away their sins and free them from the cycle of death and rebirth. You see, the Bible's very clear that the only way to be cleansed from sin is to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. A river can't take away sin, but you can be cleansed of sin even in the driest of deserts. The Bible tells us that salvation is a free gift to those who come in faith and repentance, trusting in what Christ did on the cross at Calvary. But why do we have to be cleansed of our sins in the first place? Well, it's because we, in Adam, sinned against our Creator. And the consequence of sin is eternal separation from God. But in Genesis, we're told that God would provide a Savior so we would be cleansed from sin and be restored to our Creator. That's why it's vital to believe in a literal Genesis.
This month, in many Christian magazines, we're sharing why it's important to believe in the book of Genesis. If you missed any of these major ads, you can view it on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll even discover the answer to the question, why is there so much death and suffering in this world? It's all found at AnswersRadio.com.